Podcast Floqueo, le podcast de la start-up engagée.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans ce nouvel épisode du Verre à moitié plein, le podcast de Floqueo. Aujourd'hui, nous repartons au Sri Lanka où nous avons rendez-vous avec Julien Bailly, fondateur du premier éco-hôtel en bambou du Sri Lanka. Alors, pour votre information, cet épisode sera conduit en anglais. Hello and welcome to this new episode of the Verre à moitié plein, the podcast about sustainable tourism by Floqueo. So today we're heading to Sri Lanka, this small island in the south of India, where we are meeting Julien Bailly, founder of the first eco hotel built in bamboo in Sri Lanka. So Julien, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks Elise, thanks for welcoming me.
So let's start this episode with the questions we always ask first. So you're French, living now in Sri Lanka, after having traveled and worked all around the world. So I would like to know who are you, and if you can tell us a little about your professional background, what attracted you to this country?
Yeah, so I arrived in Sri Lanka about 3 years ago. And before, I was actually working worldwide, as you said. So I used to live in Ireland. I also lived in South America. And just before arriving in Sri Lanka, I was working in Australia. So my background was into digital marketing and online sales. And after spending more or less 10 years in the field, I decided that I really wanted to do something else with my life. And opening a sustainable eco resort was definitely the plan for many, many years. So I decided to take the plunge and move to Sri Lanka. So why Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka is called the pearl of the Indian Ocean, and it's very much a place with amazing natural biodiversity, and the geography of the island give it a multitude of characteristics. So we have beach, mountain, jungles, deserts. So you really have, you know, like a lot of different places, and nature is amazing here. So even if we say we have a monsoon season, it's actually happening. It's more a rainy season. It's happening in one side of the island or the others. So when it's raining in the west, it's actually sunny in the east and vice versa. So that's definitely something that's attracted me in the island. The culture as well, there's a lot of culture, a lot of history in the country. You have like Buddhism, Hindu, Muslim, Christians living in the island, which brings a great diversity. And one thing that really attracted me from the beginning is that tourism hasn't spoiled the island yet. It's still at the beginning. And that's really what attracted us in Sri Lanka. It's because like there's a lot to be done. And there's a way of bringing the right type of tourism here in the island.
Okay, there is no mass tourism in Sri Lanka.
So you wouldn't be able to call that mass tourism. I think in its height in 2018, there was like about 2 million tourists in 1 year. The island have 22 million people. So like we can't speak about mass tourism like it is in Bali, for example. It's definitely far, far from being somewhere like Bali. It's more a place that is starting to grow, but its growth is fairly slow compared to a place like Bali, for example.
Okay, so you moved from marketing and sales to the hospitality industry here in Sri Lanka. So now we are going to talk about your project. In 2019, you follow an intensive bamboo training in Bali and you decide to build Una Bamboo, the first eco-hotel in Sri Lanka made of native bamboo. It's, I think, an original choice when we know that bamboo is often considered as a building material for temporary constructions. So I would like to know what motivated you in this project here in Sri Lanka, working with bamboo?
So I suppose I was really attracted to sustainability in general. And during all my travels, I definitely was looking, you know, for places that have like a sustainability aspect to it. So I wouldn't be looking for like the big chains of hotels, big buildings. That's never something that attracted me. And here in the tropics, you can actually have a building, the more the building is open, the best it is, basically. So we trained in Bali because like Bali is kind of the mecca of building with bamboo at the moment. And we already thought about Una Bamboo when we arrived in the island, using the local bamboo available. So after this training in Bali, we definitely developed our concept. And basically, Una Bamboo is an eco-hotel concept where nature is at the forefront of everything we do. So the overall plan is to build 6 to 10 bamboo villa, a bamboo restaurant, and also a multifunctional pavilion that will be dedicated to promote local crafts, local artists, and also to host workshops. So there was always an idea to hosting workshops. Okay. The concept also brings a farm-to-table element. So that means that we will grow organic food in the land and around the surrounding lands that we can after offer to the guests. And the idea as well is to promote our surrounding neighbors to take part of the project and also grow organic food around the hotel that we can offer to our guests. So the local community as well is definitely taking a center stage in the concept.
Okay, and why bamboo? I mean, what are the properties and benefits of this material?
So I knew a bit about bamboo before this training in Bali, but once you really discover like the plant, or it's a grass, bamboo become kind of a magical grass. There's nearly an infinite usage that you can make from bamboo. So basically, you can use the leaves as feeding for some animals. You can use the twigs for broom and claws and things like this. Top, you can use it for chopstick, toothpick, bamboo pole, scaffolding. The middle part is usually what we use in construction, but you can also use it for flooring or laminated structures that we can see, for example, a lot, for example, in Europe at the moment with IKEA really developing this laminated bamboo furniture. And then after, you can use as well the base for charcoal or biochar. You can use the shoots as the vegetables as well. So you can really use everything about the plant. And there is many more actually very interesting things about the plant. So for a start, you can sequester 35% more CO2 than a normal tree. So basically, when you grow bamboo, it stores CO2. When you cut bamboo, it also stores it when you cut it. So the carbon is trapped inside the kiln. And when we are building it, we are building it with the CO2 trapped inside. Another big advantage of bamboo is that after 7 years after planting, you can harvest around 20% of the clump every year without disturbing the plant and its growth. So this is a stark contrast with wood, where normal wood will take 20 years and upward to be able to grow and be cut. And when you cut it again, you need to wait another 20 to 25 and 40 years, depending on the tree, to grow again. With bamboo, once you have the 7 years and the clump is actually there, you can harvest 20% every year without damaging the plant. So that's very much a very interesting aspect of the material. And that's one of the things that makes it so sustainable. And in terms of building properties, bamboo has the same tensile strength than steel. So it's a perfect material to build structures in harmony with nature. It looks natural. And it's also lighter than wood, so it's easy to transport and move around the building site. And as you were mentioning earlier, bamboo is usually considered as a material for temporary structure. But if you treat the bamboo correctly and you use an architecture that actually works with bamboo, a bamboo house or a bamboo villa or a bamboo cabana can last around 20 years. So it's definitely... for us, it was making sense to make a hotel with a material that can last 20 years, because usually after 20 years, you start remaking some rooms, upgrading them, basically. So like for us, it was a perfect time frame that we can use the material for.
Okay, so bamboo is a very good choice when you want to build an eco-designed hotel. Speaking about the ecological benefits of bamboo, I would like now to talk about your sustainable tourism approach in general. In sustainable tourism approach, it means you act on the environmental aspects and also on the social and economical ones. So how will be the business model of the project in terms of social impact, job creations, involvement in the local economy?
So the concept is definitely taking all the ESG, basically. So we want to build with local material to reduce the impact in CO2 of what we build. But as you mentioned, like community, for example, is very important. So we are in a place called Ahangama. It's a place by the sea that is developing quite quickly. However, the resort is about 5 kilometers inland. And this place, you have no tourism at the moment. So the idea is not to impose ourselves in those places, but more as we grow, the community around grow with us. So that's all the prospect with UNA. So like community for us is very important, and we know we can provide work for them. And also, even if they don't work for us, for example, being able to purchase what they grow, because there's a lot of agriculture and paddy fields and things like this around our area. So if we can buy their products, all the community actually is getting benefits from having us there. In terms of employment, the bamboo supply chain in the country isn't existing. So at the moment, everything we do, we are actually creating employment from the people that we teach how to cut bamboo, from the people that we have on our site to prepare the bamboo, treat the bamboo. That's providing them jobs for like the time we need in order to build the project, which is more or less a year. And then after, we also make work local women. It's very important for us not to only give job to men, but also to women. So there's a lot of tasks that actually women can do at home while they are keeping the kids. And that comes, you know, from bamboo dowels, for example, or lots of little articles we need to build our villas and guest house. So we are able to give work to all those people and giving them a fair salary for what they are doing.
Okay, so it's a social and ecological project based on local job creation, involvement of women, and fair remuneration. Now let's move to another question I would like to ask you. It's about the COVID crisis, because you are planning to create this hotel since 2019, so just before the COVID crisis. So I would like to know, how have you been impacted by the pandemic?
So we arrived in Sri Lanka in 2019, and shortly after that, definitely the COVID pandemic arrived and basically stopped our progress. And of course, with COVID, there was no travel. So everything stopped, basically. So we also discovered that even if bamboo was growing on the island, as I was mentioning, there's no supply chain of the material, and the information around it is very scarce. So we had to push forward and try to find all the different sources of bamboo in the island, which are usually some clumps are going to be here, and then a few kilometers away, you're going to have another one, and maybe 20 kilometers away, you're going to have another source of bamboo. So we really had to travel and go around and try to find where the bamboo was available on the island. Another challenge was the lengthy protocols to harvest and transport bamboo, because there was no factory available. We had to build a mini factory so we can treat the bamboo ourselves, train local workers to harvest the bamboo sustainably, teach will come could be harvested, and the ones that should be left untouched. COVID gave us a bit of time to actually make this bamboo supply chain happening. And then after, there's the current crisis in Sri Lanka. This makes the things even more challenging than before. For example, I'm traveling using transport, public transport everywhere, so I don't put more pressure on the few fuel resources that the country have at the moment. It makes the process harder, but at least I know that we are pushing the sustainability envelope as far as we can, and we are not taking valuable resources to people in need as well. So we are pushing through, we are finding our way through. For example, the price of building material increased a lot. Cement prices increased by threefold. Same goes for steel. So we feel that using bamboo for a project makes even more sense today in the current climate than before. So it's of course impacting us, but we are finding our way through, and we are here for the long run in Sri Lanka. So it's not that what's going to stop us, really.
Maybe that's why now you're organizing a special event, a workshop in September. You organize a workshop, a masterclass in bamboo design and construction in Sri Lanka to learn the fundamentals of working with bamboo. So I have some questions to ask you about this event. So firstly, where did you get this idea, and can you tell us more about the concept of the workshop and the activities it offers?
Yeah, so in the interest of moving the project forward, we decided that a bamboo design and construction workshop will be the best thing we could offer in the present terms. So the idea basically is to bring 20 participants. They can come from all around the world, and they will participate to this 12-day workshop, which is divided more or less in two parts. 5 days learning everything about bamboo, the plant, how to harvest sustainably, how to treat the bamboo, how to prepare the bamboo for construction. And then there will be a 5-day workshop that will be spearheaded by Jörg Stamm, that is a famous bamboo builder. And basically doing those 5 days and the model making workshop, we will invite 10 local carpenters that are talented people around the island, and they will be able to learn with Jörg how to build with bamboo. So the idea of this workshop is basically keeping the momentum of getting the bamboo and treating the bamboo, but also training local people, local carpenters, so they can do that on their own after, and developing basically the bamboo industry in Sri Lanka. So that's mainly the idea and the general concept.
So how can we participate to the workshop? Can everyone participate? Is it a virtual event?
Yes, so everybody can participate. So anybody that have a passion for sustainability, material future, innovation, nature, people in architecture, people in engineering, people that are carpenter, or just people, you know, that like to travel and learn things. So we are really welcoming people all around the world. So the event is not online. The event is will be happening in Ahangama in Sri Lanka. The idea is to include from the moment you arrive in Ahangama until the moment you leave, everything is included. So your accommodation is included, your food is included, all the tools and materials you will need to use are included. So like we want the people to arrive and just leave bamboo, breathe bamboo.
Okay, so you just have to pay your own plane ticket to go to Sri Lanka, and it's okay, everything's included.
So you just need to buy your plane ticket, the visa, and your insurance, and you're good to go.
Okay, and so the main aim of the event is to build the first villa of the hotel.
Yes, so the villa has been designed by Olaf Brun from Atelier Nomadic. It's a design firm that received many accolades and received many awards, like the Condé Nast Traveler, Architecture Master Prize, some design awards, and also the Prix Versailles, the UNESCO Prix Versailles. So it's really a design that is very modern, but still keeping with some kind of a Sri Lankan style as well. And basically we will build one of those villas. It's about a 30 meter square villa. And we'll also build another building that we're keeping secret at the moment. And is one of Jörg Stamm's specialty. So we really want to showcase those type of builds, because people can take what they learn. So participants, they can take what they learn and then after bring it to their own country. So for example, even in France, you might not be able to build a house in bamboo. However, you can definitely do some interior design or temporary outdoor design with it. And the principles are going to stay the same.
Okay, thank you. That's really interesting. It's almost time to close the interview. Just before, let me ask you if you have something to say to our listeners, a message. You can tell everything you want.
Well, I would like to invite all our listeners to have a look to unabambu.com/bambooworkshop and have a look to the page and really come and discover bamboo with us. Bamboo is an amazing material. You have it around your place and you can use it as well. It's a sustainable material. We're going to hear about bamboo a lot more in the coming years. I really think that bamboo is one of the materials of the future. So come and learn with us.
And where to find you on social media? Do you have, I don't know, Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Our handle is unabambu, U-N-A-B-A-M-B-U. Or you can find us on our website, unabambu.com.
Okay, thank you. We are going to put everything in the description. So thank you so much for this discussion. It was very interesting to learn more about bamboo construction. So I wish you a great success in your project. So do not hesitate to inform us when your hotel is open.
So for the hotel, we are still waiting. So we are hoping now end of 2023. But the workshop is definitely happening in September from the 19th until the 30th of September 2022.
Okay, thank you. We will write it also in the description. So I'm now talking to our listeners. If you want to support Unabambu and to participate in the workshop or just to follow them on social media, and you can find everything in the description. I'm now switching to French for the last words. J'espère que cet épisode un petit peu inhabituel vous aura fait voyager et apprendre un peu plus sur la construction en bambou, puis donner envie de suivre ce projet. Comme d'habitude, je vous mets tous les liens dans la description pour suivre le projet Unabambu. Je vous souhaite un très bon week-end. I wish you a very nice weekend. Thank you very much, Julien. Et en attendant le prochain épisode, n'oubliez pas de voir le verre à moitié plein. And while waiting for the next episode, don't forget to see the glass half full.